USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anything can happen, but I wouldn't say inevitable at all. No, I wouldn't say. We've done a good job by doing it and combating it so early. We have the best people in the world. And I think we're getting a lot of credit for having made that early move. So, no, I don't think that's inevitable at all.
President Trump speaking at the White House when asked about if it was inevitable that the coronavirus would make its way across the United States. Voting continues on this Super Tuesday in more than a dozen states, such as California, Texas, North Carolina, and Virginia. The main two candidates include former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. A down day as the Dow lost 786 points to finish at 25,917. The NASDAQ was down 268 points, and the S&P dropped 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee confirms at least 25 people are dead from tornadoes that ripped across the state. Despite the tragic loss of life, Governor Lee says he's proud of the response from officials and everyday people. He's also declared a state of emergency. President Trump is set to visit Tennessee on Friday. Apple has settled a big class action consumer lawsuit, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The lawsuit was accusing the company of intentionally slowing down older iPhones. The company has agreed to shell out up to $500 million to settle this class action suit, although Apple denies allegations that it was trying to get people to buy new phones or new batteries by slowing down those older models. Executives say they're settling simply to avoid more legal costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. And if you have one of those older iPhones, you could get $25 for each phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hyundai Motor America is reporting their best February numbers ever. With sales of just over 53,000 units, the automaker posted a 16% increase over the same month a year ago. February marked the 17th time in the last 19 months that Hyundai has increased their overall sales of vehicles. After winning at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Joey Logano followed that up with a 12th place finish at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. NASCAR continues their West Coast road swing by hitting the Phoenix Raceway this Sunday for the Fan Shield 500. I had a chance to catch up with Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him how him and his teams prepare for these West Coast road trips.
Oh, man, it's a logistics nightmare, to be honest with you. It's hard to be able to, I think our main shop where we build the cars is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So being able to get cars out to the West Coast here 3 weeks in a row is very challenging for all these race teams. So a lot of work back at the shop preparing for cars, weeks in advance and sending trucks out early and swapping cars out here and there. It's tough going back and forth. It's definitely a challenge, but everyone's got to do it.
Tickets are still available for the Fan Shield 500 and Xfinity race on Saturday as well. Check out phoenixraceway.com for details. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.